Hello, this is Dr. Charles Roberts, pastor of Reedy River Bible Presbyterian Church. We are a congregation of the Bible Presbyterian Church General Synod, located in Conestee, South Carolina, which is in the vicinity of Greenville, South Carolina. I'm bringing you a revised and updated version of an earlier podcast I recorded that goes along with our current study in the book of Revelation. I had previously uploaded a podcast here to Sermon Audio relating to a reading list or recommended reading regarding commentaries and studies in the book of Revelation. Based on some input and feedback that I've received from that podcast, I have removed that one and I am replacing it with this one, which is much shorter and I think more concise and hopefully as more helpful. I'd like to begin by suggesting that one of the finest resources that you can use in a summary way. Well, actually, there are going to be two that I'll recommend in a summary way, one more extensive than the other. But, you know, there are a lot of study Bibles out there, and many study Bibles are based on a particular theological tradition. For example, a Reformation study Bible or the older version, the New Geneva study Bible, have study notes and introductions done by Reformed Calvinistic scholars. A lot of Reformed and Presbyterian people use that. The Scofield Reference Bible, of course, is oriented towards premillennial dispensationalists, there are charismatic and Pentecostal Bibles and all the rest of it. So I want to recommend, in terms of a study of the book of Revelation, after looking through a number of different study Bibles, the ESV study Bible, the English Standard Version study Bible, published by the Crossway Books. You'll find it in a number of different editions, hardback, leather bound, etc. But it has an almost 10-page introduction to the book of Revelation. And it is one of the finest I've ever seen in a study Bible or anywhere else, frankly, in terms of summary. I mean, it goes over the author and the date, the theme of the book. And what is particularly helpful is that I think it gives a very balanced, broad approach on issues that might be matters of controversy. For example, the question of the dating of the book of Revelation. I happen to believe that it's probably likely, most likely, that the Apostle John wrote the book toward the latter part of A.D. 69, 70, in that time frame. Others argue just as strongly for an A.D. 96 time frame. Well, the ESV Study Bible introduction to the book of Revelation gives you some background on all of those things. And then, in terms of the various schools of thought about approaching the book of Revelation, I mentioned in a previous podcast on the preliminary matters, the futurist, the historicalist or historicist, the idealist, and the preterist. Well, the ESV Study Bible in its introduction gives you what I think are very helpful charts that show you how each of those four schools of thought sort of divide up the book of Revelation and how it applies in real time or past time, as the case may be. And then, of course, it also has a separate section on the different millennial views. Now, I haven't said anything about that in any of my discussions to this point. But, you know, most people are aware of the premillennial, the postmillennial, the amillennial views of the book of Revelation. And this goes into all of those. And then, of course, it has helpful maps and outlines and all the rest of it. So I would highly recommend the ESV Study Bible's introduction to the book of Revelation. Let me add by caveat that I have mentioned previously, I don't recommend the translation. ESV is a fine translation. But it's based on the so-called critical text of the New Testament, and that has a special influence in terms of the book of Revelation, because there are many passages in the traditional text that are left out of the critical text. So to avoid confusion, my advice is, at least for the study of Revelation, is to focus primarily on the New King James Version or the Old Authorized or Old King James Version, which those are based on the traditional text. I'm not saying don't consult the others. It's certainly helpful to read in terms of other translations to get the best understanding of the meaning. I do that myself, and I quote other translations in my sermons. But I think in terms of the text of the book of Revelation, you're better off with the New King James Version. Now, unlike the previous podcast, I'm only going to mention one other resource. And I mentioned in that previous podcast to wait till the end, because this is the one you want to hear about. So I'm just going to go ahead and throw it in there to the exclusion of all the others I mentioned. And that is the book by Steve Gregg, G-R-E-G-G, called Revelation, Four Views, Revised and Updated. It's a parallel commentary. So, like the introduction to the book of Revelation in the ESV Study Bible, Greg, he goes into a lot more detail about the millennial views, whether the views of futurism, preterism, idealism, historicalism. He goes into the millennial issues. He goes into the early church, or early church's understanding of the book of Revelation. He gives really an excellent introduction to all the different views in a, again, fair and balanced way. And then he reproduces the entire text of the book of Revelation in sort of a parallel commentary form with two columns on one page and two columns on the other page. I just happened to open to the section dealing with Revelation chapter 6, verses 12 to 17. And on page 168, he gives you the historicist view of those passages right next to the preterist view. And then on the other page, the futurist and the idealist view. And in the back, he has a very, very helpful bibliography of the various works that he's consulted. And he not only gives you that, but he also tells you the orientation, the perspective of the various authors that he's quoting. For example, starting just alphabetically, he has a reference to J. Adams' book, The Time is at Hand, and he makes note that J. Adams was a preterist. And then Henry Alford and his Revelation in the Greek New Testament commentary. Alford was an idealist. Albert Barnes, historicist. G.K. Beale, who I mentioned in the previous podcast, he lists him as idealist and late date preterist. So this is a really remarkable resource in terms of having a one volume commentary on the book of Revelation that gives you all the perspectives of just about every chapter and verse, and does so in a very effective and summary way. You might think a book like this would comprise many volumes and would be hundreds of thousands of pages, but actually it's just a little over 600 pages long in the paperback edition, and it was published by Thomas Nelson. And Greg uses, conveniently, the New King James as the base translation of his study. And I can't think of a better one-volume edition to have that gives you everything you'd want to know about the different perspectives. Again, it's in a somewhat summary way. If you want something more in-depth, then there are resources that you can probably discover on your own. But I highly encourage you to consult these things in terms of your own study in the book of Revelation, and also our current study at our church as we are going through the book, not, again, chapter by chapter and verse by verse, but, you know, dipping in at various places. And that's why I've called it studies in rather than through the book of Revelation. I hope these recommendations will be helpful to you. And if you have any questions, please, you can get in touch with us through our sermon audio page. I'll be glad to answer them. And until next time, may God bless you.